And we welcome you in for another weekly edition of WagerWise. Joining us here on KGYM, Jake Reed, the manager of the sportsbook at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And Jake, busy time of year for you guys. National Championship just got over. We've got the AFC and NFC Championships coming up this weekend. A lot of UFC fights on the horizon. What's going on in Riverside?
Yeah, just like you said, we're very busy around this season. Been busy the last couple of weeks, people coming in. Even now, still newcomers swarming in, interested in sports betting. Get the word out that it's legalized now. Still people don't know that, and it's kind of shocking. UFC fight coming up this weekend, McGregor. That's got the big fight. Already had the bays are all rented out and tons of people interested. We got the prop party coming up in January 30th. Come in and we learn about all the prop bets that will be offered for the Super Bowl and then be entered in to win some prizes in an Elite Sportsbook cooler filled with prizes in it. And then our last promotion coming up is a Super Bowl promotion. Every ticket, $25 or more on the Super Bowl, you get an entry slip. And if you bring that back in on February 2nd during the Super Bowl, or for the Super Bowl, during the game, any score, we're going to draw names to win $100. And then afterwards, we're going to give out 7 signed NFL prizes and a grand prize, $500 cash.
How'd the national championship go? I know the betting public was very heavily on LSU, and LSU took care of business.
So it started out a lot of support. LSU got up to, like, it was high 70s, low 80s of support for them. And then that last week before the game started, everybody was going Clemson. So we were pretty diverse in the sports book. Everybody was cheering for both sides, and it was a really good game to watch. It was a lot of fun.
Now, Jake, we have you on once a week here, and we are probably remiss because there are probably some folks out there who don't know how to take advantage of legalized sports gaming in Iowa. We mentioned getting a card and getting your account set up at Riverside. Walk folks through how they can take advantage of legalized sports gambling.
Yeah, all they have to do is stop at any of our properties, Elite Casino Resort properties. They come down to Riverside, and we'll get you set up for a player's card. It's free. You just give us your ID. We scan it and fill in your information. Just valid email. And then you go to elitesportsbook.com and start signing up, make an account. Then you can fund it and then start betting from anywhere in Iowa.
Now, before we get into these games in general, we have two regional teams in championship games in the NFL. Is that increasing some of the action at the Elite Sportsbook with your Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, so, I mean, since this is the first year it's been legalized, I don't really have a basis to go off of, but we have been busy this last few weeks with the playoffs, and going forward, I expect us to be busy with these regional teams. A lot of people support the Chiefs. This last week with them winning, it was a big hit for the sports book. All the guests were happy. They had a lot of bets on them. So I anticipate this weekend being just as busy with the Packers and Chiefs going forward.
Well, let's start with the AFC. Tennessee is sort of still hanging around in the picture here. They are getting 8 points at Arrowhead Stadium. The total in that game, 52, and the Chiefs are a heavy money line favorite, a $3.50 favorite to win a dollar.
Yeah, the Titans have taken out some good teams, and I don't think anybody really seen them coming. So I guess they're a little bit underrated than everybody thought. But going up against the Chiefs, and Mahomes is doing really good, setting records, and they got more records to come if they can pull some stuff off. We got about 62% on that -8, and 56% says over on that game.
It's 7.5 points in the NFC title game with the home team, the San Francisco 49ers, favored over the Green Bay Packers. The Packers looking for redemption over a team that beat them pretty handily during the regular season.
Yeah, the 49ers have been playing really good this season, and I'm a little worried watching this game this weekend. I don't know what's going to happen. About 51% are on the 49ers, so it's just right about half and half for all the betting, and then 65% on over or 45. I'm gonna be rooting for my Packers, but I don't know if they can do it.
ElitesportsBook.com is the website to get more information about how you can get signed up at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Jake, before we let you go, there's going to be a lot of prop bets on both of these games this weekend. When do you guys release those?
So they're going to get them up as soon as they can. This weekend after the games, we'll get the spreads and everything up right away, hopefully the spread total. And then they're talking midweek or next weekend that we'll have the prop bets ready to go.
All right, and there you have it. Tennessee and Green Bay, both heavy underdogs this weekend, and you can catch the action and even put a little money on both of those games at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Jake, we appreciate it, and we'll be talking Super Bowl with you and more next week.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located next to the Draft Day Lounge inside the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside, Iowa, just a short drive south of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. I got a hard time backing Tennessee at +8, although they just keep picking themselves up off the mat this postseason. Kansas City got off to such a slow start against Houston last week. What really intrigues me here is the total of 52 points. That seems really low to me here, given the fact that Tennessee can move the ball with Derrick Henry, and we know what Kansas City can do offensively.
It does seem low because these two teams played to a 35-32 score early on in the season. But you look at Tennessee, and I'm not counting them out because right now they are a one-man show on offense, and that has to do with Derrick Henry. The way that he is running the ball, can he single-handedly control the pace and keep Tennessee in this game? I think that's what it's going to take to beat the Chiefs. And I'm not sure that it's going to happen with the way that the running game, or excuse me, the way that the offense is moving for Kansas City right now. But if there is a team that scares the Chiefs of anybody left, it's a team with a really good running attack led by Derrick Henry with over 160 yards in all three playoff games so far.
I would not be surprised in the NFC Championship game to see the total go under 45 points. Green Bay getting 7.5 at San Francisco. It seems like a game that could be about a 21-20 type of affair. Aaron Rodgers plays with a huge chip on his shoulder going up against the team that passed on him in the draft. He was a 49ers fan growing up. Didn't help him during the regular season when these two teams met. But as you heard Jake mention, about 50-50 split down the middle between support for Green Bay taking the points and San Francisco in laying just a shade over a touchdown and a half total on that 45 points. And the money line, as we mentioned, both games not a whole lot of value, $3.50 to win $1 on Kansas City if you want to bet the money line, and $3.20 to win $1 if you want to bet San Francisco, a $10 parlay on the Kansas City-San Francisco money line this week. If you want to go chalk, returns $6.88.
What is it going to take for Green Bay to make this a contest and possibly win it? Aaron Jones is going to have a big game. And I like the 49ers defense. I'm kind of looking at chalk in the championship games, which scares me because we thought it was going to be like that last week. And we got anything but it with that loss by the Baltimore Ravens to the Tennessee Titans. The NFC game, though, I've been a little worried about the Packers all season. Is that offense for real? Can they score enough points to win this game against the San Francisco 49ers, which is why I'm kind of with you on the total. It seems like a low-scoring type of affair.
You and Iowa State both in action tonight as well, and you can get down at the Elite Sportsbook. Iowa State, an 8.5-point underdog at Baylor. Total in that contest, 137.5 points. Baylor, a $4.50 favorite on the money line. You and I, a heavy favorite at home over Valparaiso tonight. You got to wager $7 on the money line to return $1. 10.5 is the point spread in that game, the total set at 134 points. You and I has been scoring in bunches this season. And how about this? An intriguing game in the Big Ten tonight between Rutgers and Indiana at the rack in Piscataway. Rutgers, a 3.5-point favorite there. As you and I both know, Alex, Big Ten teams have had a great deal of success at home so far this season.
Especially Rutgers at home. Anytime Rutgers is at the rack, I'm inclined to pick them.
WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. You can catch the insight from Jake Reed and everything that's going on at the Sportsbook every Wednesday here on KGYM.